So it's much cheaper from that perspective. And so, but on the other hand, the first step is to write that check to the court. And I don't want to be so unfair as to whether the employee is looking at splitting the $6,000 cost with us, let's say, and the employee having to look at writing a check for $6,000 to the American Arbitration Association. And that's why I think it's fair for us to bear the full expense, and it's in our interest because we save so much money in litigation expenses by doing that.
Point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Carolyn.
I'm a little bit confused about the term the parties. For instance, if a GM is recommended to be let go by either an ED or an LSB, and perhaps they disagree, and the GM...
I have a point of order. We postponed consideration of the arbitration agreement for management employees. We're now on the voluntary arbitration agreement for PNB directors and possibly LSB.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I didn't know when I'd get a chance to ask that, but you're correct. It's out of order. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Who else would like to be on the stack to discuss the voluntary arbitration agreement for PNB directors and LSB members?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We are at time.
Okay.
And we ended once.
Okay. If there is a motion to extend time, please make it now, or we will go on with the rest of the agenda. Okay.
Motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to extending time for 5 minutes? Hearing none, would like to be on the stack.
George?
Okay, George. Go ahead.
George,
actually, you already spoke on this matter.
Point of information.
Okay. Go ahead. You can discuss it.
It seems to me as it's written, it's not a motion that we can pass because... It's basically, what I'd like to do is, I mean, it's basically up to every person whether they want to sign it or not. And so all I think the PNB can do is to recommend that be done. And so I will move that the PNB recommends that its members sign the voluntary arbitration agreement that's in front of us.
Point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Sherry.
It needs a second before it's a motion.
Yeah, I know. Sherry, go ahead.
I don't have it. I can't agree or recommend anything that I don't have a copy of.
I sent two versions. One is a TIFF file, which is just a picture, and the other is a Word document in the usual format that everybody should be able to open.
I didn't get the second one, and the first one I couldn't open. So
9:17 p.m. it was sent out.
Here,
okay.
We'll send another one.
All right, very good. Now, George made a motion. Is there a second? George, do you want... Okay.
I second it.
Okay, very good.
Dave seconds.
Okay, we're almost out of time, so why don't we just go to a roll call vote on George's motion.
Okay, so can I have the motion again, please?
Yes. George, can you repeat the motion?
The PNB recommends that its members sign the voluntary arbitration agreement... which Ricardo provided.
Madam Stack, Madam Chair, I thought I had asked to be on Stack.
Sean, how much time do we have left?
We have 3 minutes and 2 seconds, and I'd like to be on the Stack, too. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. All right, go ahead, Bonnie.
So, if this is a voluntary arbitration agreement, and let's say there were a situation that arose that involved several directors, and one of them had chosen to sign the voluntary arbitration agreement, but another had not. How would it be administered if there were a dispute?
Well, the agreement is between... Yes. The agreement is between the directors and Pacifica, so it would not impede any action between individual board members.
Okay. Sean, you're next on the stack.
Carol, wasn't answered.
That didn't explain my question.
I'm sorry.
Let's say there is a problem that comes up in which this is going to come into action. And one of the people that is involved in the problem with the PNB has agreed to arbitration, but the other hasn't. How does it move forward? I'm just confused.
And Carolyn, on the stack, please.
For practical purposes, Pacifica has to be made a party to any action because individual board members cannot provide relief. So if there's an election dispute, even if an individual board member is involved in it, in order to get relief, you've got to make Pacifica a party. So if a board member is trying to get relief, they're going to have to make Pacifica a party, even if they bring in the other board member as well. So,
somebody's got to mute.
Yeah.
LaVarne has to mute.
She did it.
I'm sorry. You were saying what?
I think there's noise in your office.
I'm sorry. Let me close the door. We're in the middle of a fun drive, so excuse me. I'll close the door.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Ricardo.
Did that answer your question?
Sort of. Can you tell me, since this is a volunteer board, what is the definition of good and valuable consideration? Just that we're on the board?
You know, that's tough.
Yeah.
Because in order for an agreement to be valid, there has to be consideration on both sides.
Correct.
And I struggle with that. This is written, and this, again, this is voluntary. This is really a stand-down agreement amongst all of us. It's an agreement that we're going to resolve our disputes in this alternative manner. And parties can always renege on arbitration agreements. In fact, the issues always arise after the fact. You never have an employee that says, no, I'm not going to sign this because there's an arbitration agreement. It happens after the fact when the employee is challenging the arbitration agreement. And that's all we're doing. We're asking people to stand down, and we're putting a hurdle in the way. It may not be effective. And I can't guarantee that it is, that it will be. Now, I can do that with the employment arbitration clause. I can tighten it up to where it's effective and set it up in a frame, which is this 3-year employment agreement to where it's effective. But with the PNB and LSB members, I'm threading on thin ice.
Yeah.
But there's
Thank
nothing
you,
to lose.
Thank you, Ricardo. Are you finished? I think you're
yes.
finished.
Can okay. I say something?
Now, no, because we're out of time for this agenda item. We have two people on the stack before you anyway. The only way we can continue discussion is to extend time for this agenda item.
I move to extend time for 5 minutes.
By how much?
5 minutes.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending time for 5 minutes?
Can you put me on the stack, please?
Okay. The next person on the stack is Sean, and then we have Carolyn, and then Wendy.
Okay, and let me just put the 5 minutes on there, folks, and then I'll ask my question real quick. There we go. And, George, you know what my problem with your motion is it appears to me to be a difference without a distinction. You know, one way we're saying it's voluntary, and then you're saying, well, we'll recommend. You know, people, you can recommend a lot of things, and a lot of people go, I won't take your recommendation. So I'm trying to understand why you brought this forth. It doesn't seem to do anything.
It puts a motion on the floor.
Okay, maybe one, Sean, you would consider changing the word recommend to allow?
I have to hear it in context of George's
motion.
Okay,
George, can you read your motion?
Yeah, the motion is that the PMB recommends that its members sign this agreement. I intend it to be a recommendation. There isn't more that we can do. I intended it so that we would actually have a motion that the PMB can act on as a body. So as a body, we decide we think it's a good idea if our members would sign this. We can't compel it in any way. We know that. We don't intend to compel it in any way. We know that. But as Ricardo says, there's nothing lost by this, and it is, in a way, saying we're going to stand down from court action.
So the only reason you put that on there is so we have an official motion to deal with, whereas Ricardo's thing was a legal recommendation. Now we have an official motion. I understand.
That's right. Okay, next is Carolyn.
Just let me clarify that, if I may, Madam Chair.
Okay.
If you pass this motion, you are agreeing to be bound by an arbitration agreement if the governing board member is willing to do so, which means now, as opposed to the employees, it's not unusual for, it wouldn't be unusual for Pacifica to sue a board member on an issue of whether they're entitled to sit on the board, for example. And so you're agreeing that Pacifica will not go to court if they have a dispute with a board member. So
there is a legal
thing that you're doing here.
Thank you, Ricardo. Next is Carolyn.
Yeah, yes, I have a question. Who decides if we have competing interpretations of what constitutes a fiduciary responsibility to sue or to refrain from suing? Who decides that?
The way it would normally happen is that the board member would sue in court. Pacifica would defend and say, no, you don't have any jurisdiction. This should go to the American Arbitration Association. And then the court would make that finding if it's an issue.
Thank you. Next is Wendy.
And that would be quick and cheap, as opposed to a full-blown out trial on an election case.
So in effect, a member could not decide that his or her fiduciary responsibility overrode the agreement.
subject to interpretation by a court if it gets to that.
A court. Okay, thank you.
Me
okay.
Now?
Wendy?
Hi. Again, I missed a little bit of the conversation, but I think what I'm hearing here is a lot of kind of worry and backpedaling and people kind of spending more time trying to preserve their right to sue Pacifica than to policies that make it so we aren't sued. Really, what people don't understand, a few more lawsuits and this place is going down. We just can't do it. We have to show that we're doing something to stop it. We as a board, it's our job to protect the Pacifica Foundation. We've already heard that our insurance company is questioning, why do your board members sue your own organization? And that's a big deal. That doesn't happen in most other places. And so, really, folks, this is... I hope that we can just vote on this right now and everybody agree to do it. Take it apart in court later if that's what you think you need to do, but we have to start showing that we're taking steps towards stopping this.
Here, here.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm sure we're out of time.
We are.
So let's go to a roll call vote on George's motion. And would you read it one more time, George?
The Pacifica National Board recommends that its members sign the voluntary arbitration agreement provided by Ricardo De Anda, the one in front of us.
Thank you. Richard,
yeah.
Please take
the
roll.
Does it not include the LSB members, George?
It didn't, as I said it originally.
Just say PNB and its committees.
Well, I would ask that you consider...
I'd be glad to amend it that way if there's no objection.
I would ask that you consider amending your motion to include the LSB As opposed to the employees, I don't feel any discomfort in asking a governing board member to enter into an arbitration agreement.
I don't either. I was just focused more on what we were doing ourselves. Can I amend that, Grace?
It's not stated. Yes, go ahead. Sure.
We recommend that the Pacifica National Board, and the LSB is responsible to it, and the members of the LSB is responsible to it. And the members of the LSBs signed this voluntary arbitration agreement provided by Ricardo.
Okay, is that seconded?
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to adding that phrase? Hearing none, that will be included in the roll call vote. And can you please call the roll, Richard?
Okay. Point of order, George.
Chair,
please send me that
order.
Send me that wording. Thank you.
We'll do so.
Yes. Okay. Please. Take the roll, Richard.
Okay. This is on the motion that was just stated. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Rico Ross. George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rollin. Wendy Shrell.
Yes.
Susan Young. Nia Bediako. Carolyn Burgess.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Nia?
My vote? Yeah.
No.
I said no.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Carolyn Burden. Was that a yes?
Yes, that was a yes.
Thank you. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown. A.C. Bird. I can't hear Jim or A.C. Lizette King.
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Abstain.
David Beaton.
Yes.
David. Pia Wangaza.
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
Abstain.
Andrea Turner, Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Two.
This is Leslie, and I would like to vote no on that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Jim Brown. Abstain.
Okay.
All right. That makes it 10. What? 10, 3, 3.
Yes. Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Might I recommend, that since you added an amendment to it that included LSBs, that this be rewritten so that it is applicable to LSBs, because you've got it written just for the Pacifica National Board.
Will do. All right. Thank you very much. Now we're going to go on to the next agenda item. If I find it. The next agenda item is to go on to committees and working groups, reports, and motions. The first committee I have listed here is the coordinating committee. Wendy, are you still on the call?
Hello?
Here.
Yeah. I don't have the motions from the coordinating committee in front of me.
Okay, I will read it.
I can motivate it if you need that.
Yeah, I'll read it and then you can motivate it. We recommend the following policy be adopted by the PNB. In order to protect the foundation in light of recent disruptions in New York that prevent the board from conducting business and create an unsafe environment, the PNB recommends that the WBAI LSB meet by teleconference. If a way is found to incorporate public comment and the audio is made available to the public, If in-person meetings are held, a security guard should be present at all times. This motion is provisional upon legal advice and is passed in the coordinating committee by a vote of yes, 4, no, 0, abstentions, 1. Now you want to motivate it, Wendy?
Well, and I could also say that we did get legal advice. We consulted with John Krigler, our FCC attorney, as far as what the legality is of the board meeting by phone. If you all will remember, our bylaws specifically say that if meetings are held in person, I don't have the wording in front of me, but you can't have an in-person meeting and have someone calling in by telephone to do business. But they don't prohibit the board meeting by telephone. In fact, some of our boards have done that on like emergency kind of issues, have met on the phone. I think D.C. has done it a couple of times. I don't know about which other stations. But the thing is, you know, we after the PNB witnessing the disruptions in New York, and it's, you know, disruptions is a kind of a subjective word. Some people think it means one thing. Some people think it means another thing. But we saw people getting so close to other people that all you had to do was, like, lose your balance and you knock into another person. That's an assault. We saw just different kinds of things happen, and it's been happening at the LSB in New York for a while. But this board is a fiduciary. You know, it's our responsibility to make these meetings safe for everyone. And I think, you know, maybe if they meet by phone, then people will stop disrupting and they can meet in person again. But the board, the PNB, just wanted to say that we can't afford the liability of maybe somebody getting hurt at one of these meetings.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's not a game. It's not politics. It's actual fiduciary responsibility. We had in the motion that we would try to, that there should be a provision for public comment. Not sure if the technical aspects of that have been worked out yet, but people would be able to do public comment.
I spoke with John L. Miller about that, and it is doable.
This is Nia Grace. I'd like to be on the stack.
Yeah, I
Sean,
okay,
there's nobody else that'll be that.
Okay.
Hello?
A bunch of people were talking together. I have Nia, and who else?
Sean.
Okay. All right, we'll start with that. Go ahead, Nia.
Okay. I know people are listening, and I don't have time to say all of what happened, you know, in that particular meeting. But the reason that listeners become belligerent is when local and national boards violate the bylaws and do things that they're not supposed to do. And here it is another example. In Article 7, Section Section 6B, just bear with me, please, because of my vision. It says, meetings shall be held within the local radio station area in facilities of sufficient size to accommodate members affiliated with the radio station and the public. So I don't understand. See, this is now going to breed more hostility. So all I'm appealing to people is to please not vote for this. This is not going to make things any better. If the local station board abides by the bylaws, we won't have this. I mean, the current majority... excuse me?
I'd like to be on the stack, please.
Okay.
This is Kathy.
Billy Ray would like to be on the stack.
I hear you, Billy Ray. The next person on the stack is Sean.
Grace, could I finish, please?
Go ahead, Nia. I thought you were finished.
No. The current majority has a national majority, and it's very easy. If people just follow the bylaws, it would make other people's lives so much easier. It's not a problem. Like I said, you have a national majority. Just abide by the bylaws, and there won't be all this friction and this animosity. Maybe we need to try that and see what happens.
First is Sean, then Billy Ray, then Jamie and Kathy.
Lizette.
The problem in New York, both at the PNB level and the LSB, had nothing to do with the bylaws, okay? The fact is, folks, those were planned disruptions, and we must remember that our number one fiduciary duty to the foundation is to transact its business. And what happened there was they tried to disrupt and stop us from doing business. Now, it is foreseeable, folks, under the conditions that occurred in New York, both at the PMB and LSA, it's foreseeable that somebody is going to get hurt. We have been put on notice, okay? And sooner or later, somebody swinging a chair over their head is going to really slam into somebody, and we're going to have such a major lawsuit. We have a duty of loyalty and care to this foundation, and that includes protecting the public at our meetings. And we need, for at least the near future, and by that I mean approximately 3 months, we not only need security guards, we need off-duty uniform guards so that people calm down enough so that someday, hopefully after that 3 months, we can go back to our normal meetings. But unless we do this, folks, it is foreseeable in the next few months that somebody's going to get hurt and it's going to cost us $1 million. The bylaws have nothing to do with this. Do the right thing, protect the public, protect ourselves, and allow us to do our fiduciary duty and transact the business of this foundation. Thank you.
Thank you.
The board member who heard the listener.
Order, please. Order. The next person is Billy Ray.
You know, I made up my mind. I think that, you know, tonight I've been abstaining from every vote. And I will abstain from this one because I think this is going to be the death blow to Pacifica. I agree with what Nia read, you know, to you all just a little bit earlier today. But I think that you all forget that Pacifica has a mission, and the mission is to solve problems through dialogue, not through Gestapoism.
Okay, thank you, Billy Ray. The next person on the stack is Jamie.
Okay, thank you. I hope you can hear me. I'm on the cell phone. I wanted to address this idea that if we follow the bylaws, we won't have any problems.
Exactly.
Folks, as far as I know, our PNB meeting in New York followed the bylaws. There was plenty of notice for this meeting. It was in a nice big room that everybody could come in. There were no space issues. The public sessions were noticed. You know, everybody was welcome. We did everything by the book. And these people came and did a planned disruption of our meeting so we could not talk to each other and we could not get our business done. And this disruption has hurt us. I can tell you, as your national finance chair, that our budget process is behind schedule in part because of this disruption, because we could not communicate about the financial problems that face this organization, because we could not even ask questions to each other because these crazy people were yelling so loud we could not hear each other. Now, I have to tell you, the same people that disrupted that meeting have been disrupting our local station board meetings. And, you know, this idea that if we follow some rule, well, they'll suddenly become nice people and stop, you know, I think that's very foolish, and it does not concord with the evidence, because we have already had an example where we followed the rules, and they went ahead and disrupted it anyway. Second point, I really have to strongly agree with Sean's point. Our most important thing here, folks, is to make sure people don't get hurt. Our local station board meetings, for you all out of our listening area, have been very, loud and chaotic. And it would be very easy, as Wendy said in the email, there's people that are acting in very provocative ways. It would be very easy for some to see somebody lose their temper and somebody would get, or some other accident, somebody would get hurt and we have a big problem on our hands. We really do need to do something so we can meet and get our business done in a way the public can see what's going on, and also things will be safe and we won't create an unsafe environment, which is basically what's been happening at local station board meetings. Finally, I have to say it's been difficult to find places for our local station board to meet because nobody in their right mind wants to host a local station board meeting. All right, thanks.
We are at time,
Madam
Chair. We need a motion to extend.
All right. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion to extend time?
Jamie, let's extend for 5 minutes.
Okay. Anyone second that?
Would like to be on the stack?
Second.
Second.
Okay. Any objection to extending for 5 minutes? All right. Next person on the stack is Kathy.
Thank you. I want to affirm much of what Jamie has said, and I think that to suggest that somehow having a telephonic meeting is going against the principles of Pacifica is a really a mistake, because we have a situation in which people are not behaving responsibly or honestly, and it's simply the same of, you know, we speak of freedom of speech until it gets to the point of calling fire in a theater where you're creating a hazardous situation in which people can be harmed. What? And that's what's been happening at our local station board meetings. It is very hostile. It is very loud. There are political actions being pre-planned, and the same people are executing the plan over and over again. This is not the general public coming into the meetings.
Correct.
It's specific operatives of engage in a specific campaign for the express purpose of stopping business from taking place. It represents a hostile environment. In the case of being at the station, it creates a hostile work environment. And it can be very dangerous, and we have a responsibility to stop it. I feel that we have a responsibility to stop it.
Thank you, Kathy. Next person on the stack is Lizette.
Thank you, Chair. I don't agree with the telephonic meetings. However, if this body were to go along with it, I would totally disagree with the notion that it goes against principles. And I think it's a bit rich for some of those people who talk about if we were to follow the bylaws, this wouldn't happen. Next month, the PFW LSB, led by a majority that is that supports this kind of behavior, as we saw in New York, I'm going to be one of the charges against me for next month is that, as one of the representatives, you had made extremely negative statements. They go along talking about what I did in New York, although I was attacked. What I did in New York, and the footage is there to substantiate my negative behavior. Where there is a majority that think... wherever there's a majority that think it's best to disrupt the meeting, it's okay for them. When a minority try to defend themselves, they get punished and attempts to move them off the board. What I think we need to do is to get uniformed guards, men and women in our meetings, and move anybody who tries to disrupt our meetings in the way that it was done at the PNB meeting and subsequently the New York meeting, because nothing of this kind has happened anywhere else.
Thank you, Lucy.
And I move that we change the motion to say uniformed guards, men and women. Or security, whatever you say.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. So, do you want to state that amendment exactly?
Saying our motion should be specific. We're looking for uniformed security personnel at our meetings.
Okay. In other words, at every LSB meeting, or at just the ones that are having trouble with disruption?
Yes.
Okay. At
the PNB meetings in particular, because these people travel the country, the PNB meetings and any LSB meeting where there is problems.
Okay. And when you say uniformed security people, you're saying that each meeting needs to have more than one security person. Is that correct?
If necessary, yes.
Okay, I just want to clarify what
if necessary.
Is. Okay. All right. Do we have a wording? Somebody put wording together for this?
I move that we amend security guard to an off-duty uniform guard.
I'll go with that.
Guys, let's put it in plural if we need more than
I'll
one.
Go with that.
Okay, so off-duty uniformed guard?
Guards, I would put it in plural in case we need two. They can always go with just one if they think that's appropriate.
Okay, we need clarity on this. Do you mean an off-duty policeman? Because a security guard can also be off-duty and be moonlighting.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we need clarity on what exactly is meant, whether you specifically are stating that you want to have somebody who's a uniformed policeman and they're off-duty, which it may not be legal for a policeman to be in uniform off-duty.
That's my concern.
Ricardo, we need some clarity on this
motion. It's uniform off-duty
uniform guard.
Security guard.
Point of information.
Okay. So you don't mean this to be... okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, I'm directing this. I think it was that if you mean off-duty policeman, you don't need uniform. If you mean a uniform guard, you may not get anyone with the powers of a policeman. So do you mean an off-duty police officer or officers? I think the uniform part is not so relevant as the police force.
Wendy Stack, please.
Okay, we're waiting for clarification.
Hold on a minute.
Madam Chair, I hate to say this, but we are at time, and I will make a motion to extend for 5 minutes because this is so critical.
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to extending time for 5 minutes? Hearing none, we need to work out, we have an amendment, we need to work out the wording so it's clear to the body.
Kathy
on the stack, please.
What I did say, Madam Chair, was that we should have off-duty uniformed security persons, and some people think that's not clear enough. Whichever way, as long as we have security.
Okay.
Charge for the stack.
Okay. Okay. If somebody is a security guard and they are working, they are on duty. It seems to that you are implying that the person is a policeman and is going to be off duty, and we're hiring him in his free time. So, somebody, please work out the wording.
First of all, I did not say police. I said security guard.
Right. Okay. If you go to a security agency and you hire a security guard.
Yeah, just remove the word off duty.
They are not off duty. You're hiring them. They're working.
Okay, security. Right. Okay, security.
Yeah, just remove.
Grace, I have a point of information, please. This is Nia.
Go ahead.
Are we saying that these people are also going to remove board members also?
I don't know. That's not the point here. Do we have an amendment? Can somebody please read the amendment? I believe that this is unnecessary because this is in the original. If you look on your agenda, this is in the original motion itself. If in-person meetings are held, a security guard should be present at all times.
Grace, I don't want to jump ahead of
this. Is Wendy on the stack?
Okay. We have to work out the wording of the amendment if there should be one. Lizette, I don't...
Let me withdraw it. Go ahead with what you're saying. I'll withdraw it.
Okay, Sean, is that okay with you? You seconded it.
Here's my concern, guys. I don't care if they're on duty or off duty, but a uniform sends a very powerful message where somebody who is really just a bouncer in a sweater doesn't, okay? That's the reason I like the idea of a uniform. It sends a message to everybody. We've got security here. If you have a person who's not in uniform, they're not going to know unless you announce the fact, okay? If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Okay, so you wish to insert the word uniform.
Yeah, what about the stack?
Okay.
What is the stack?
All right. We're trying to figure out if we can just go back to the original motion. Okay? The original motion has in it the sentence, if in-person meetings are held, a security guard should be present at all times.
Amend to uniform security guard.
Okay. Does anyone second that amendment?
Second uniformed.
Okay. Is there any objection to inserting the word uniform?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to go to a roll call vote on that amendment.
What happened to the stack?
What happened to the stack?
Time
is up.
Okay.
We extended time and then...
And we're just going to be discussing this particular amendment. We need to dispose of the amendment first. If you wish to speak to the amendment, you may. But that, until we dispose of the amendment, we can't go back to the original motion.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is Jim. I got dropped off the call. Can I hear the amendment again, please?
The amendment is just to add, there's a sentence in this motion, the long motion. The sentence says, if in-person meetings are held, A, and then the amendment is to add the word uniform, and then the rest is security guard should be present at all times.
Okay?
Okay. So it's just the addition of the word uniformed to that sentence. All right. Now, is there anyone who only wants to speak to the addition of the word uniformed to that sentence?
Yes.
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 Okay. All right. So we have okay, Leslie first.
Am I on there, Grace?
Yes.
I have objections that I cannot even touch to the idea of having a uniformed presence in the room representing control of the body. Besides the fact of cost and intimidation, this is so far beyond, in my estimation, anything Pacifica should be doing that I cannot even reach to find how appalled I am at this.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay. Wendy is next.
Yeah, I just caution us to not be too specific because we don't have any money to hire security. I also object very strongly to having police or people who look like police in our meetings. At the same time, I am telling you, I'm very aware of the fact that it is our responsibility to provide a safe paperwork place and a safe meeting place. And I'm just going to tell you that what this motion, we're getting all off on the track. This motion is about authorizing them to have telephonic meetings in New York if they want to. I've already heard objections from them. We don't want to do that. Well, guess what? You know, the National Board absolutely has to speak on this.
Thank you. Carolyn is next.
Yes, I'm objecting to the word uniform because that precludes off-duty police officers, which is what I really think we need. We've had a member carrying a gun into the meeting. It was legal, but I'd much rather have an off-duty police officer if we're going to have guns at the meeting. So I object to the word uniform because it does restrict us in terms of whom we hire.
All right. I believe we're out of time, so
let's
take a roll call vote on the...
I have to be on
here.
The stack. I'm not going to be able to speak.
Okay, we need to... Are we out of time?
We are out of time. We've been out of time for 30 seconds.
You can ask to extend time, Willie Ray.
I would like to extend time.
Okay,
second.
For how long?
5 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending time for 5 minutes? Hearing none. Billy Ray?
Madam Chair, where do you have me on stack? This is Bonnie.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. You'll be right after Billy Ray.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
I don't know how many people on this board now that were involved with that Take Back, Save Pacifica movement in 99. When I saw grown people and you know, with tears in the eyes because of the guards and that type of thing that was called so-called security under Mayor Francis Byrd administration. There are occasions when there are people who have grievances that need that platform or that theater in order to carry out their particular mission. But then again, the mission of Pacifica is the dialogue with those people. Therefore, I'm against anything and everything you're doing right now. No, no, no.
Okay. Next on the stack is Bonnie.
I abstained on the motion that was connected to this brought by the coordinating committee because I was horrified by how far I think we are moving from anything that has to do with Pacifica or its mission. I know that we're all frustrated and that we need to be able to conduct business. However, either locking ourselves behind telephones or protecting ourselves and barricading ourselves behind security guards, no matter what you're wearing, not a solution. We have to talk to our listeners and our board members and get to the root of some of this conflict, just in a practical sense. When you start talking about guards, you need to be very careful, because you have to remember that there can be liability issues by having guards. Somebody touched on it earlier in this meeting. Are these guards empowered to physically remove people from meetings? If they are, you need to be very careful about who the foundation would consider hiring as guards. But I can't even really wrap myself around this, because I think we've come to a place where we're having a discussion in a meeting about hiring muscle. It's just nuts, guys.
George Peck.
Okay, I want to tell you all that it's, by my clock, it is 9:24 p.m. We're scheduled to end this meeting at 9:30 and move to executive session. I'm sure our time is up for this agenda item. We need to move to two votes, one on the amendment and the other on the main motion. I need to end discussion now. And
move to table.
Second.
Okay.
Grace, point of order, Grace. I mean, just point of information. You said 9:25. Are you in Texas? It's 10:25. I'm on the East Coast.
Okay. It's now 10:25.
That's yeah, you said 9:24.
Oh, yes. You're right. It's 10:25. Right. That's correct. Okay. I already ended a debate on this. It's out of order to make a motion to table at this point. We're going to go to a vote.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Let's go to a vote then on challenging the. Is there somebody who seconds that challenge?
Point of order?
Yes.
Actually, point of information, Grace, did you say that a motion to table was not in order now?
Yes,
after time is up.
Wait, I'm asking Grace.
After time is up for an item, I said time was up, and I said we needed to take a vote on the amendment and then on the motion itself. After time was up and we were moving to a vote, there was a motion to table. I don't believe it's in order after.
Yes, it is, Grace. Yes, it is. You could always
point of order, Grace.
Okay, go ahead.
My understanding is that a motion to table is in order. Perhaps one of the Robert's rules people.
You are correct.
You
okay.
Are not one of the Robert's rules people can confirm, but that's
okay,
my understanding.
That's fine. I'll accept
you don't need
that.
A Robert's rules person. That's
I'll accept that. Fine. We have a motion then to table. It's been seconded. Is there any objection
yes.
to tabling this this amendment and main motion?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll take a roll call vote on the motion to table.
This is the motion to table. Nia Bediako.
Motion to disregard. Throw it away. Yes.
Motion to table. There's no motion to disregard. This is a motion to table.
Keep
calling
yes.
Vote. Thank you. Carolyn Burton?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
AC Bird? AC, can't hear you. Lizette King?
The table, no.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Yes.
David Burton Beaton? Can't hear you, David. Via Mugaza?
No. No.
No, that was David?
Yes.
Okay, Fia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Fia. Sherry Gindelman?
Table, yes.
Secretary, this is Sean. I got knocked off the call. I don't know if you called my name, but I'm back.
I'm heading your way. It's the motion of the table. You'll be there in a minute. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Maria Turner? Joe Wanzala?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Jesse Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross? George Ryder?
No.
Amanda Rawlin?
Sandra, are you taking a vote?
We are on tabling the motions being considered now.
Okay, well, since I just joined the call, I will abstain.
Okay. Wendy Shrell? I hear you, Wendy.
Richard?
Yes, Wendy.
Hi, I was on mute. Look, they need to elect a management search committee, so I say no.
Susan Young? Okay, that's 6-2-9-1. 6-9-1.
Okay, the motion to table fails. We're going to take a roll call vote on Sean Casey O'Brien's amendment. Insert the word uniform before security guard in the motion. Please take a roll call vote on that, Richard.
Okay, amendment, Sherry Gindelman.
No to uniformed guards at LSB meetings, no.
Right. Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner. No Wanzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
Carolyn Burden's point is well taken, and I am going to change my mind and vote no. Thank you.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross. George Ryder.
No.
Sandra Rawlin. Andrew Rawlin?
No.
Wendy Shrell?
No.
Susan Young? Nia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Amy Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
No.
Casey Bird. Lizette King.
Yes, I have no muscle.
Ray Edwards.
No.
David Beaton.
No.
Fia Wangaza. Okay, that's 2-14.
Okay, now we're going to go right to a vote on the main motion, which I will read to you all to save time. This is a motion coming out of the coordinating committee. It reads, we recommend the following policy be adopted by the PNB in order to protect the foundation in light of recent disruptions in New York that prevent the board from conducting business and create an unsafe environment. The PNB recommends that the WBAI LSB meet by teleconference if a way is found to incorporate public comment and the audio is made available to the public. If in-person meetings are held, a security guard should be present at all times. Okay, that's it. That's the motion. Please take a roll call vote, Richard.
Okay, Sean O'Brien. Leslie Radford. Leslie? can't hear you,
I'm
Leslie.
Sorry, I was muted. I'm sorry, I was muted. I would not have him in my LSB, so no.
Rico Ross, George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rollin.
Yes.
Wendy Shrell. Can't hear you, Wendy.
Yes.
Susan Young. Nia Bediako.
No.
Carolyn
did you
Burton.
Get me, Richard?
I did. You voted
Thank
yes.
You. Okay.
Carolyn.
Yes. Burton votes yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Amy Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim.
No.
No, okay. A.C. Bird. Can't hear you, A.C. Lizette King. Can't hear you, Lizette. Billy Ray Edwards?
No.
David Beaton?
I got
yes.
Am I here? Yes, you're here, Lizette. Right, I just got knocked off.
Okay.
Do you want to vote? Yes, please. Yes.
How do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Fia Wangaza?
Yes.
Jerry Gindelman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner? Joe Wenzala?
Yes.
11-6.
All right, the motion passes. Now, before we entertain a motion to adjourn, I'd like to ask this body when it would like to meet again and if it would like to meet again before the in-person meeting.
No.
I just to let you know, we do have lots of things on this agenda, including motions having to do with the election that are proper for open meetings. And please carefully think about what we won't be able to do if we don't meet again before the in-person meeting. But anyway, I would take advice for the body. When is it your pleasure to meet again? Shall we wait for the in-person meeting, or just to give...
In person.
Okay. Would somebody like to make a motion, and then we can deal with it? We can take some sort of a poll, how many people would like to meet before the in-person meeting. The items we have on the agenda is we have not resolved the recall election issue. We have not resolved these regular election issues that are on the agenda. Those are the most important and timely matters that I can think of off the top of my head.
What is it about the recall election we haven't resolved?
We have postponed the recall elections at KPFA and WBAI pending a legal opinion that was supposed to be presented in open session tonight that we didn't get to yet.
Not my recollection, Grace. This is Nia. I thought when I asked Ricardo, he said the BAI recall was on track. To quote. So.
Okay.
I'm confused.
I don't know. There was a motion to. There was a motion to postpone the any moving forward of the KPFA recall elections. There was a motion to go forward with the KPFA recall elections. It was delayed because several members requested a legal opinion from Ricardo. He was going to present that to the board tonight in open session. We haven't gotten to that, so there's a stasis about that recall election. There's also other election committee motions that are on the agenda for tonight that we're not going to be able to get to, and those are time-sensitive. Both things are very time-sensitive. So I want to ask the board what your pleasure is regarding when we meet next.
I propose Sunday, October 4th.
Okay. Is that a week from this Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
Carolyn, second.
Second.
Okay. Let's just take a roll call vote on that. Richard? Since we're so far out of time.
Okay, this is for a meeting when? No.
Sunday, October 4th.
When, October 2nd? October 4th. Okay. Jerry Gindelman?
No.
Connie Simmons?
I won't be here. I have to vote no.
Andrea Turner? Joe Anzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Can't hear you,
no.
Leslie.
No.
Rico Ross? George Ryder?
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Your phone's kind of cutting out, George. Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Srell? Wendy, can't hear you. Susan Young? Mia Bediako?
No, it's too much.
Carolyn Burden?
Oh, yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross? Can't hear you, Jamie. Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Stacey Byrd?
No, I won't be able to attend.
No. Stacey Byrd?
No.
Lizette King?
Yes, yes.
Larry Edwards?
Staying.
David Beaton? Yes. Peter Wangaza?
Yes.
Did I miss anyone?
I abstain. This is George.
Oh, okay. 8-5-1.
Okay. The motion
8-5-2,
passes.
I'm sorry.
The motion passes, and our next meeting will be Sunday, October 4th at our usual time, which is 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning at this time? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned, and if you will call in, please, immediately for our closed session. Thank you all.